Over the Christmas break, Kim Kardashian started trending for her cover of the classic Christmas song Santa Baby. The music video caught the attention of millions of people for all the wrong reasons, as the video has some serious questionable imagery within it. Everyone who has seen the video has either labeled it strange and weird, or satanic and demonic. Most people who have seen the video truly have no idea what Kim Kardashian is revealing with this video. No worries though, as I'm here to break down all this disturbing imagery and tell you exactly what it means. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Kim Kardashian's Santa Baby cover. But before we begin, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone who needs to see it. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Right now, Kim Kardashian is trending all over social media and the blogs. This time, it has nothing to do with her relationship with Kanye or the other wild things her family is up to. This time, it's all because she decided to cover the Christmas classic song Santa Baby. For the cover, she decided to drop a music video that hasn't sat well with the public. Not only did the video spark confusion, but the theme of the video seems to be all over the place. She has sparked outrage, being called out for what people believe to be satanic imagery placed in the video. In today's episode, I'm going to be breaking down this imagery to tell you exactly what this music video is telling us. I was actually going to cover this video in my last video about Saturn worship in Hollywood, because believe it or not, this video is connected to that as well. But I decided it would be best to dedicate a full breakdown to this music video instead. Now, to summarize the music video, it seems to represent a wild Christmas party, showing Kim crawling her way around the party while a bunch of strange visuals are being displayed behind her. This video seems to play out like a dream sequence with little to no explanation. By the end of the video, Kim ends up making her way to Santa Claus. The video starts with a close-up of Kim as she slowly drops to the ground before showing a bunch of businessmen on the phone. The camera then glitches and what appears to be a donkey or a reindeer is briefly shown. They then show what appears to be three elves sitting next to each other, with one red elf that seems to resemble the devil. Kim makes her way in between the legs of one of the elves that seems to be fixing a pipe. They then show a woman tossing a massive football to a group of men while money is seen being thrown everywhere. From here, we see a group of barely dressed women playing a game of Twister before showing a woman cheering in a full cheerleader outfit. The very next thing shown is a depiction of the Virgin Mary standing by a donkey. From here, Kim is shown crawling again before a depiction of Jesus is shown opening up a fridge. After this, the video only gets stranger and weirder as it goes on. We then see Kim crawling into a room full of snow. At one point, a choir is shown singing a song, and then we are shown a statue of Mary and Joseph. The next important detail is when they show little people dressed as Santa while they're picking up money from the ground before running off with it. They then show a nun dressed in red repeating he is not a man of God over and over again. Then the video ends with Kim touching on Santa, who is played by Macaulay Culkin. Now you might be seeing all of this wondering to yourself, what in the world does this stuff mean? It all seems to make zero sense and just be a total mess of a music video. But believe it or not, this music video actually has a dark, disturbing message. This music video portrays the truth about Christmas and why it is celebrated. Even though Christmas is supposed to be about Jesus's birthday, the figure who is really worshipped on Christmas is no other than Santa. That's why in the video they show someone pretending to be Jesus casually walking with no one showing him any attention or praise, while they show Kim crawling her way to Santa, pretty much worshipping him. When Santa is finally shown, they show him holding the camera, recording everything, indicating that he's the director. He's the one all of this is being done for. Technically, Christmas is a celebration of Jesus' birthday, but Santa is the one that's really being praised. What this video is showing us is that this holiday isn't about Jesus, but Santa. The way this holiday is celebrated isn't by worshiping Jesus and celebrating the day he was born, but by engaging in sinful ways and being consumed by money and materialism. This is why early in the video, they show businessmen on the phone, similarly to what you will see from stockbrokers or big corporate employees. This is why there's items and money scattered all over the floor, and why they also show a man counting $100 bills. This is a reflection of the men who are truly profiting from Christmas, the corporations and investors who make billions off the holiday. The holiday to them is all about money. This is supposed to be a reflection of how the world is celebrating Christmas. Jesus has nothing to do with Christmas, and that's what this video is showing us. What this is clearly revealing is the truth about Christmas. See, like I've said many times before, Christmas comes directly from the pagan holiday called Saturnalia. Saturnalia was a yearly ancient Roman festival celebrated in honor of the god Saturn. The festival was held from the 17th of December to the 25th. The festival was celebrated by removing all laws during this period, with everyone getting together to party in the streets. Many of the same traditions seen in today's Christmas was practiced in Saturnalia, like decorating with evergreens and wreaths, feasting and gift-giving. The celebration was a much more X-rated version of today's Christmas. The Saturnalia celebration was about mass lawlessness and rampant sin, with women and men engaging in group hookups right in the open, people drinking and partying until the end of the celebration. Saturnalia was celebrated with chaos, all in honor of the god Saturn. The festival was kicked off with a sacrifice offering to the god Saturn. Now, if we look at Kim's Santa Baby video, we see just that. Sin and chaos, all in celebration of Christmas and Santa. The entire music video is a representation of Saturnalia, depicting the pagan Christmas in its real form. Christmas has nothing to do with Jesus, as Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. In fact, no one actually knows the exact date that Jesus was born. The reason December 25th was chosen as his birthday was because of the Roman Catholic Church, who chose December 25th as the day he was born. What's interesting about this is that December 25th was the same day the ancient Romans worshipped their pagan sun god called Sol Invictus, as the Saturnalia festival led right into his birthday. Isn't it interesting that the Roman Catholic Church, keyword Roman, chose December 25th to be the day that Jesus' birth was celebrated, the same day their sun god was honored? In fact, Christmas is technically a Catholic holiday, since the Catholic Church were the ones who created it. This is why Christmas has nothing to do with the celebration of Yeshua. It's all about Santa. When you go to your local shopping malls during the holidays, you don't see someone dressed as Jesus taking pictures with the kids. You see a man dressed up as Santa being celebrated. Now, if you saw my last video on the secret god of Hollywood, you would know that Santa is actually a representation of Saturn. The god Saturn was depicted awfully similar to how modern Santa is portrayed. Saturn was depicted as an old man with a long beard sitting on a chariot being pulled by some sort of dragon. Santa is depicted as an old man with a long beard being pulled on a sled by reindeer. People believe that Santa Claus was inspired by the Catholic saint, Saint Nicholas, but that's actually false. Santa and Saint Nicholas look nothing alike and don't share any similarities between the two, except for the fact that they both love children. But Saturn loves children too, because he required them to be sacrificed to him. Like I explained in my last video, Saturn is just a Roman version of the Greek Titan Cronos, who was known to eat his own children to prevent them from overthrowing him. This led to those who followed Cronos and Saturn to offer him child sacrifice offerings for his blessings. This is why Santa is always about children. Santa is Saturn, as Saturn was the god celebrated on Christmas, not Jesus. This is exactly what this music video is showing us. They're showing us all these people celebrating Saturn, just like they would do during Saturnalia. The women playing Twister represent the group hookups that would take place on Saturnalia. The Romans would celebrate the Saturnalia festival by meeting up at the Temple of Saturn. They will all celebrate Saturnalia in front of the statue of Saturn, in honor of him. Saturn was the god of abundance, and just like in this video, we see a representation of that, as everything is displayed excessively, showing abundance. Just like during Saturnalia, a statue of Saturn was displayed in honor of the god, we see that in this music video with Kim Kardashian, as everything is being done in honor of Saturn, or Santa. At the end of the video, they show Santa holding the camera, indicating that everything is being done for him. He's the director. He's the one that this is all for. This is why Jesus is shown as just another party goer, while Santa is shown as some sort of god, with the whole party being in his honor, just like it was done during the pagan Saturnalia festival. This is not surprising at all, because Kim was one of the celebrities I called out for worshiping Saturn. This entire music video was all about Saturn worship and the dark hidden truth about Christmas. When they show us the little people dressed as Santa running off with bags of money, they immediately show the nun saying that he's not a man of God. She is referring to Santa and the Christmas spirit. Now, this is not an attack on Christmas. This is just the truth, and me breaking down the imagery in this video. All of this chaos and sin you were shown in the video takes place every year on Christmas. This is just an exaggerated example of how most people celebrate the holiday. Most people are more concerned about money and giving gifts and who has the most gifts to give, while other people are more concerned about partying, drinking, and engaging in all forms of sin on a day that's supposed to be dedicated to Jesus's birth. The truth is that none of it is dedicated to Yeshua but to Saturn. This is what Kim is showing us, mocking Christians and showing them who's the real God of Christmas. What's interesting is that even ChatGPT called this video out for being full of mockery towards our Lord and Savior. This TikToker asked ChatGPT what the Santa Baby video represented, and what it said was quite interesting.
Asked ChatGPT to analyze Kim Kardashian's Santa Baby video, here's what it said. The video uses sacred symbols such as the Virgin Mary and Jesus with irrelevant, chaotic, and sensual imagery. This can be interpreted as the mockery of Christian tradition and a challenge to religious authority. The inclusion of figures like Jesus in mundane and unsettling contexts might critique the institutionalized nature of religion and its commercialization during the holidays. The symbolism of chaos and disruption. Satanic imagery often celebrates chaos and the breakdown of order, which aligns with several elements in this video. Disorder in the background, Jesus in a secular context, and the blurring of sacred and profane. Sensuality and the Virgin Mary. Kim's portrayal of herself as a sensual Virgin Mary is a provocative reinterpretation of Christian iconography. Desecration of purity, empowerment, or defiance. Santa Claus and satanic wordplay. Santa-Satan wordplay. This is often referenced in pop culture to highlight the commercialized secular nature of Christmas as a deviation from its religious roots. The depiction of Santa Claus in the video, especially with Macaulay Culkin, could suggest a critique of how society has replaced spiritual reverence with materialism. Christmas as a capitalist ritual, ideology of wealth and glamour, individualism and rebellion, critique of Christian morality. What do you guys think? Is it really not that deep, or is it?
As you heard for yourself, even ChatGPT called out the music video for its disrespect towards Yeshua. I don't trust ChatGPT, and most of the time, it's programmed to cover things like this up. But I can't deny that this is another interesting way to look at the video. Kim, like all the rest of the puppets in Hollywood, has shown us she is a part of the cult of Saturn. She has shown us who she truly worships. What's interesting is that this isn't the only concerning thing Kim has done this year. As earlier for Halloween, she was actually dressed up as a reptilian. This is a representation of Lucifer, the serpent reptile. What Kim was showing us is that she follows the serpent. She sees Lucifer as the liberator like many other occultists. If you pay close enough attention, you will always see these celebrities telling on themselves, just like Kim did with this disturbing music video. I want to know what you guys think below. Well, that's it for this one. But before you guys go, I would like to kindly ask you guys to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so others who need to see this get a chance. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.